KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Welcome to our weekly financial update on ABQ Connect. We welcome onto the broadcast Ryan Cochran, the president of John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. We've said several times, great insights there at no cost. You can go find and other information. Of course, you can tune in Fridays and hear from Brian as we are today. Brian, welcome into the broadcast.
Hey, Steve. How's it going this week?
You know what? For as rainy as it's been and during a balloon fiesta, now I haven't gotten down to the field, but it's great to see balloons in the air. I was actually a little surprised to see yesterday the special shapes get off the ground. You know, when the Dawn Patrol went up, my wife said, "What are they doing? It's windy." And, you know, windy, you know, we're just a few miles away and we can see, you know, from our house. But that doesn't always mean it's windy down on the field. It's just a blessing to see that. I'm always so happy for the people visiting from out of town. Have you guys made it down there yet?
Yeah, we went last Sunday, had a blast. And on Thursday, we had balloons all around our office, which was fun. A little bit of a distraction for the staff here. But yeah, we had some landing in our parking lot all around us. So it was nice to see a lot more balloons up than I was expecting after the crummy weather we'd had all week.
Yeah, and I'll leave it with this as far as Balloon Fiesta, and I've said it all week and even at the end of last week. When the balloons are in the air and you're driving, you're driving. make it to a safe place to spectate and watch the balloons get into a parking lot, not on the side of the highway, not on the side of the interstate. And for those visiting from out of town, welcome. And for those locals, you see those out-of-state plates, wave them in. let's not our reputation precede us, let's send people home thinking better things about New Mexico and Albuquerque. One of the better things, Brian, is an opportunity to catch up with you weekly. And you know, we've talked recently about the volatility in the market, and you know, when we say that, it's not just the downs, it's the ups and the downs in larger numbers than, you know, I've been invested in the market, oh, I don't know, a couple decades, and to see, you know, the swings we've seen, to me seems kind of historical. You'd know better than I, but is that affecting how people are choosing to save?
It is. Anytime you see a high level of uncertainty and volatility, it leads to some level of anxiety or fear. And while that can certainly affect how people invest and save as believers, what I worry about and I keep an eye out for is how is it affecting our giving as well? So we often talk in our segments about what's going on in the markets, but keep in mind, money is a tool and God gives us this tool as a way to be generous. And one of my concerns in a volatile market is that some of our clients might pull back on that generosity just when their neighbors are most in need.
Yeah, well, I know that you know, I learned at an early age, there's just so many times where you know, we give, and it's just amazing to see how God continues to provide for us. And, you know, I've said this several times too, just the fact that I wake up and I'm living in the United States. Thank you, Lord. You know, most of the things we deal with are first world problems.
Oh, absolutely. And that perspective is hard for anyone to keep. But what we teach our clients and what we've noticed through our experience over time is that through our financial planning process, if we can remove that sense of fear and uncertainty, that's helpful. But in the end, generosity is always an act of surrender. And you're always dealing with some level of uncertainty because the dollars you give, you don't know if you'll need those dollars later. But what we like to say is that fear and generosity cannot coexist. So most of the time when we're not being generous, it may not be because we lack the resources. It might be our own fear and a lack of trust in God for the outcomes that causes us to slow our giving or decrease our giving, especially in times like now where things seem extra uncertain and fearful.
Now, Brian, would you say regular giving, unconditional giving, is something that actually builds trust?
I think it does. I think, and you mentioned, you know, you often give not knowing how that will turn out with you financially, and you get to see God provide for you in other ways or bless you in other ways, and you repeat. And we like to say we've never met a former tither. Most people who give don't stop giving. And also, I've never seen giver's remorse. We've all heard of buyer's remorse, where you drive a car off the lot and you instantly get a pit in your stomach, or you know, you spend on something. But I've never seen that with giving. I think all of that is a recognition that we're made in the image of a generous God. And so it's in our nature to give if we can resist the sense of fear that can come with giving up resources.
You know, Brian, earlier you said sometimes there's that fear of giving because you're not sure later what you'll need. Have you found a way to, you know, I think we fool ourselves sometimes into thinking what our needs are, when actually some of them, or a lot of them, or all of them, or wants. Have you found a formula for separating and kind of putting a mirror in front of ourselves to differentiate between needs and wants?
You know, I don't think there's an ideal formula. It's such a personal thing for each family that we serve. I think it's really a heart issue. So what we try to do in our process is simply help identify to our clients when we know they have an abundance, and help them understand a sense of contentment. Because you also will never, you'll never give if you're always looking for more and more for yourself.
Right.
And in the country we live in, there's always a faster car, there's always a bigger house, there's always a bigger diamond that you can buy. So, you know, that's an unlimited process of chasing more. So if we can help clients remove themselves from that and first seek a life of contentment where they acknowledge that God's given them everything they need, that frees them to give more rather than always save or spend more. And so I mentioned that fear and generosity don't coexist. We often say that greed and generosity also don't coexist. So it's really hard to be generous and greedy. So it's a great way to fight the power of money in our lives, is to give up some of that money for the benefit of others.
Now, Brian, go deeper into what you mean by greed.
Greed is really, in our minds, the love of money, where money has replaced, you know, God in your heart. And that's why money, I think, is warned about so much in Scripture, is that it can be a significant competitor in our hearts. So I think greed takes hold when you're more concerned about what money means to you than what, you know, whether or not you're living on God's values and God's principles that are clearly spelled out for us in Scripture.
Yeah, and it can really become idolatry. Is there a Scripture, Brian, that you would attach to, you know, some of what we've covered?
One of my favorites, and John Moore and I, that co-authored The Almighty and the Dollar, we included this in our chapter on giving. And it's the only place I can find where God really asks us to test him. You know, there's parts, you know, Jesus says when he's being tested in the wilderness, you know, that we're not supposed to test our God, right? But he actually says in Malachi 3:10, God says, "I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to the test." You know, to be generous. And often you see in that when we're asked to give, there's a promise of something, you know, it could be emotional. In return, there's a promise to that, but here there's also a test. You know, put me to the test. And so we're actually called to give to the point where you will test God in his ability to continue blessing you in return, which again is not in a prosperity gospel of, you know, if you give a dollar, you're going to get $2 back somehow. But this idea that the rewards of giving spiritually, emotionally, you know, relationally, will be so great that you'll never regret a gift. And I love the idea of testing God in that.
Well, you know, I want to encourage our listeners to find this update on our website at abqconnect.online, and maybe listen to it each morning for a week. Let the Spirit do a work in your heart. Pray that God will give you a heart of generosity. I just imagine, Brian, as folks head down this road, there's just going to be a satisfaction if they haven't been down this road before, an unconditional heart of generosity, that it's going to make a difference in their lives.
Yeah, I think it, from my experience, again, I've never seen that giver's remorse, and we've never met a former tither. I think if you step down this road with the faith and the confidence in what God promises, you will be blessed and you will not have a regret.
All right. Well, Brian, thanks for joining us. Can we do this again next Friday?
Sounds good to me.
All right. We've been talking with Brian Cochran, president of John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. A reminder, you'll find all kinds of great insights. There's actually an insights tab on there, as well as seminars you can watch at no charge, and a great opportunity to get some more information on your finances and how to honor God in how you work them. I'm Steve Ryman. You've been listening to ABQ Connect. Have a great weekend. Hopefully you can enjoy the balloons and come back and join us again Monday, 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.